Yeah, I thought we fought back in the game extremely well today. You know, we were staring down the barrel at 330 for five overnight, and two guys that were in, and you know, we challenged the boys to try and have a really good hour, and that's what they did. So I was pleased with the team effort in the field. I thought Matt Henry and Jack Chantry bowled well, but some of the catching was excellent, and thankfully we bowled them out. Losing Darrell first up, it was a great partnership by Moen and Dolly to put on 100. I thought that was a really special effort, chasing 380, and then with losing a couple of wickets, even more so, the two guys at the end there, Joe Clark with a lovely 100, and Ben Cox, who supported him extremely well, and well on the way with a nice partnership, 130. So some good team efforts today from the Worcester boys, and I thought there was some really good cricket out there, Dave. I enjoyed it today. I think Gloucester tried so hard. I was impressed with some of their bowling and the way that they kept going. And I was particularly, I enjoyed and was impressed with the battle between Josh Shaw and Joe Clark, two young lads, two English lads, who really gave it their all. I was very impressed with the effort levels of Shaw and the way that Joe dealt with it. So it was great to see two young English lads doing so well, you know, and there's a lot of overseas players seem to play in county cricket these days. To see those young Englishmen who were born in this country do extremely well was a joy to watch.
We tend to forget that Joe Clark's only 19.
Yeah, 19, and he's a fine prospect, isn't he? And I think one of his advantages is that he likes to score. And what I mean by that is that he puts the bowlers under pressure. So if the bowler a slight four ball, he's got a nasty habit of putting it away for four. So it's a great asset. Added to that, he has a nice tempo with his batting, and he seems to respect things and hang around, and he knows that he can only score his runs if he's out there batting. So he doesn't get in a runaway train when he, you know, he'll go through four, six, hit it up in the air. He seems to just bat nicely. So he's got, you know, some very good qualities.
You'll want to avoid tomorrow what happened to Gloucestershire this morning. If you can build a lead, there's a possibility.
Yeah, we never know what's going to happen. If we had a crystal ball, it'd be great. But you're dead right. We want to try and avoid that. You know, we've got two guys who hopefully can have a little bit of time getting their eye in. It could be that Gloucester take the new ball. If that is the case, there might be a few gaps and a few catches in. So there might be some opportunities to score as well. But you're right. We need to have a good first half hour, 40 minutes, and spend some time, investing time in getting your eye in again, which is obviously something that, sadly for Gloucester, that their guys didn't do.